This is Justin Ivey from The Sling. There's three things I love: Dodger baseball, all kinds of music, and Enter the Show.
Together and we'll get it undone someday when you hit it much lighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
What?
Someday when the weather's much brighter.
We don't know the words. Hey.
Ooh, child,
turtle, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, turtle, things are gonna get easier.
Yeah!
Someday. Oh, everybody's so happy. It's just so great. The crowd's happy. Things are gonna get better. Life is good.
Right? It's time for a change. It's happening now. It's amazing.
All this election business mixed with the music movements.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Enter the Shell show.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Hell yeah.
Things are getting better.
I
honestly feel.
I do, too. I know I actually, truly, in my heart, can say that things are getting better. And I feel good.
That's good. It's been a while. We took a little bit of a break. Yeah, we took a little bit of a break. Last week we took a week off because
we've been traveling with our musical friends.
We've kind of been doing some big things.
Kind of a big deal. We've been doing lots of big things, including Halloween celebrations.
Yeah.
About that. We talked a little bit with Katie Costello 2 weeks ago when she was in the studio with us about how you don't like dressing up for Halloween.
I'm not a big fan. I'm not a fan of dressing up for Halloween.
I have to tell you, I'm a little surprised because I would take you as somebody that I would think would totally dress up.
You know what? I just don't have the foresight. I'm not edgy. Like, there are some people...
Because you're not creative enough, you think?
I'm not. I don't think I am. I don't think I'm creative enough to be like...
I don't think you have the patience to go, like, buy a costume.
I don't.
It's really... You're just lazy.
And yeah. It's a little bit of that. And you know what? Like, people have been milking this Halloween thing for a few days now. It's no longer just one day.
I love
it. The same thing is happening with birthdays where they're making a week of it. And now it's spilled over to Halloween. And I'm not, it's like Halloween should just be one day. The only cool thing about Halloween is seeing the sluts out. That's about it.
All the half naked women.
Speaking of sluts, Kai.
I did want to tell you, it was very last minute and I actually, I didn't think that I was going to dress up. But I went to this beauty supply store, and they had, like, these very, like crazy wigs and different things. And so I didn't even go to a Halloween store. I went to a real beauty supply store, and I got this wig. And it was this blonde wig and because, I have long, dark hair. And so I got this long, blonde wig. And so I decided I was going to be this bougie bitch, right? So I had like...
So you're going to be yourself.
Yeah, so I'm going to be myself with blonde hair. Okay, listen, turtle. No, but for real, the funniest part about this is, like, I'm at the bar at this Halloween party, and, like, I had, like, three guys come up to me, and they're like, girl, you are just my style. And I'm like, I am in costume right now. But there really are girls that are out there that look like... And I haven't showed you a picture yet, but I brought...
Get to your heart and say, girl.
Look at... This is...
Oh, my God.
This is me on Halloween. I'm showing Turtle right now on the computer.
You look like a blonde gypsy.
You know what? I am totally going to put this picture on Facebook. You guys can tell me what you think about this Halloween costume. But it was fun. You know, there's something empowering about wearing a wig and being in costume and getting to go out and nobody knows who you are.
Did you go trick-or-treating?
I did. I took my nieces and nephews trick-or-treating. It actually worked out perfect because, like, Friday and Saturday was, like, Halloween party time. And then Sunday it was Halloween. So everyone's hungover, and then we took the kids trick-or-treating.
You know, like, taking kids trick-or-treating is no longer, as fun as it used to be. Now, like, you have to plot out, like, okay, I know where the good candy is. It becomes, like, a treasure hunt.
And do you ever, like, think about the fact that, like, I mean, with the world being the way that it is, I'm like, man, I was like going through my nephew's candy, like trying to look at stuff. Like,
look at you, you're all poaching your nephew's candy.
No, not like that. But like, because I was worried like that, you know, that it was like poisoned or that there was like it was dipped in laxative or something.
Did you ever hear the rumor like, don't eat the apples because they have like needles in them? Someone did it.
No, but you know, like I wouldn't put it past some of these crazy
evil
people.
Why are you all being evil?
I know. So you didn't end up dressing up or anything, huh?
No. Actually, I ended up working a Halloween costume contest.
Okay, how do you work a Halloween costume contest but you don't dress up? Like, explain that to me.
Well, because I had to be the staff, and as the staff, I'm like, I'm not gonna get dressed up if I'm gonna be running around. Well, you're really gonna take orders? I wanted to be Fry from Futurama. That was like my dream. I was gonna go by because
I'm gonna
it's
need
the
you
easiest
to do that.
It's the easiest. You just buy a red jacket and then I dye my hair orange, and then bam, I'm Fry from Futurama.
Bam,
but nobody would assume that I was with
but
the
again
event.
That took too much energy and you didn't it do did. It because you're
did
lazy.
I was like, fuck that, I'm not gonna do that. And like, I'm so over candy. I'm like, if Halloween instead you got free alcohol, I'd be totally
okay, because I was gonna say, okay, so like, are you more of a salty person than a sweet person?
No. I'm
because
neither.
If I remember correctly, I had a beautiful birthday cake that my mom gave us that we tore into, and that was the sweetest birthday cake I've ever had.
But to be fair, and for those of you listening, to be fair, Kai was like, she was wearing like scantily clad. I don't know if she was trying to seduce me, and she was like feeding it to me. And I was like, who the fuck am I to like not get cake fed to me by a girl who's scantily clad?
Is it good?
And like, I was like, yeah.
And I'm like, if it's good, I'll keep feeding it to you. And then cut to us an hour later, he ate the whole damn cake. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, clearly.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, so Turtle likes birthdays better than Halloween because there's cake involved, which means my cleavage and me feeding him.
Yeah, and if you would like Kai's cleavage, email us djturtle2rs at airtheshow.com.
We'll send you some nasty pictures.
Exactly. She sent me some, so report them to you.
Too bad they're like pictures of other girls' boobs because I totally don't have good cleavage.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Well, listen, we have so much fun stuff coming up for you in today's show. We're kind of all over the place. We've got, you know, these live performances, artists coming in and out, and we're venturing down south in the world of California. We've got
down south. You're making it seem like like we're going somewhere like we shouldn't be.
No, we're venturing to
the LBC. Well,
we're touching into the Long Beach music scene, which we've actually had some amazing artists from the Long Beach area. Tonight, we are going to be talking with the group The Fling, and we've got their drummer Justin Ivy is actually going to be on the show with us.
We're going to have a little fling with him.
We're gonna have a little fling.
We're gonna tag team that
with
ass.
The flings, Justin.
Do you think
he just doesn't know it yet?
Yeah. Real quick, do you think that me and you could have a threesome with another girl? Obviously not another guy, because that'd just be too weird.
I would have to be like.
Would you be like totally like?
No, there's no way. I would look at you and like bust up laughing, or probably throw up. One of the
really?
Two.
Really? What happens if I said, okay, my penis will like not even touch your vag, maybe your mouth. But, like, not your vag, but and, like, you could totally, like, do
Turtle,
what you want with other
I would rather shit than eat it.
Done. Now, right. Can we get that on
Can we get that on YouTube? Oh, my
spike
gosh.
Up our numbers.
So wrong. So I bet you Justin is so excited to be on the show right now. Okay, so we're going to kick things off. The Fling, they've got their
album.
Album.
Huge album.
Yeah.
Huge.
Just dropped this past summer. It's called When the Madhouses Appear. We're going to give you a little tease off of this album right now. It's their song, The Wandering Foot. That's from The Fling. We're going to be talking with Justin, the drummer, after this right here on The Anna and Michelle Show.
Leaning on a slow train, feeling kind of strange, hiding from the weather, waiting for a change.
Was the wonderful Wandering Foot song from The Fling. This is a fabulous group out of Long Beach, kind of a folky, poppy, psychedelic, rocky, modern, progressive, whatever you want to call it kind of band.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
And with us on the End of the Shell Show tonight is their drummer, Justin Ivey. Justin, welcome to the End of the Shell Show.
What's up?
How's it going, you guys?
It is going great.
We are very excited. I have to tell you, I was really excited. Turtle was like, listen, I'm gonna put their music on. We were talking about this over the last couple weeks when we found out from our booking manager that you guys were gonna be on the show. And so he's like, I'm just gonna play their music, and I want you to tell me what's the first thing that comes to mind. So he puts on this song. What was the first song you played?
The first song that we played.
Was it a Friend of Mine one?
Yeah, it was a friend of mine.
And I'm like, oh my God, they sound like modern day Beatles. And like, I'm a total Beatles junkie. I was pretty much, my dad didn't feed me. He just was like, you're going to listen to Beatles and starve. And so I was like really excited. So I actually emailed my dad earlier, and I'm like, Dad, you got to check these guys out.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Kai cream her pants.
It was ridiculous. Yes, this is so amazing. Like, I want to like be in my room by myself for at least an hour just with your music on. So,
appreciate that.
Yeah, so that's super exciting. Well, we're excited too to have some more Long Beach. We've had quite a few.
Yeah, we've
people
had
from the Long Beach scene.
Eugene and the 1914. Oh, cool. I don't know if you're familiar with Eugene and the 1914, but
oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we've had them on, and dude, those guys are just killer. But
those guys are great.
Yeah, you just had your album just drop, and that was this past summer, and that was when the Madhouse appears. Now, this album it isn't strictly folk. It's a little bit difficult to pinpoint just kind of exactly what you can call it. Are you having trouble with like finding words to express how this album sounds?
Absolutely. We even like to this day, we still have kind of a hard time really defining what exactly we think the record sounds like, because it definitely has like a really eclectic blend of music. Just because of, you know, the four of us are influenced by so many different kind of genres of music, that we put it all together, and it's hard to kind of pinpoint or to define our sound, because I think as far as the album is concerned, you know, there's songs that kind of sound different from, you know, one song to the next. And that's kind of the thing that we're actually really proud of.
That's awesome. Well, it's always fun to talk to the drummer, you know, because it's just like a lot of times.
Because he gets laid the most, right? You get laid the most.
Because you're the total pimp.
I mean, you get to talk to my girlfriend about that.
So, give me your number. She's part of all of it. And he's like, okay, anyways, next question. honey, why don't you like Enter the Shell?
She's great. She keeps me happy. So there
nice.
We go.
Good save. Good save. She's really beautiful. Thanks for emailing us that picture.
She's icon, and she is my other half. So yeah.
That's super sweet. Was she a groupie that like?
No,
God, no. I'm just kidding.
She's like Penny Lane.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, actually, I met her at a show, as a matter of fact, years ago. And,
nice.
She liked your music.
Did you?
Yeah, she's a huge fan. She loves it. She can't get enough of it. She's been like super supportive about everything, and which is why it appealed to me so much, is because she did like, you know, that I was musical, and she loves drummers, so I really scored.
Now, I might be overstepping the lines, but I have to ask, do you ever play her ass like a bongo?
If I've had a couple of Newcastles in my stomach, it might have happened once or a dozen times.
You know what's actually weird about that is Turtle actually asked me to play his ass like a bongo the time before the show, and it's awkward.
But Kai's ass is like a Congo, to be fair. I want to play hers.
Yeah. See, like, as a drummer, like, you're kind of always moving and thinking about different kind of rhythms regardless of what you're doing. So if we happen to be watching a movie or TV or something, I'm usually tapping something. And
it's being usually her ass.
A man, I'm going to have my hands in that kind of region. So
yes.
It happens.
Okay.
Sure.
Hey, I appreciate your honesty with that.
Yeah, dude. Very, very much appreciated.
Good man. He's a good man. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the writing process with you guys. Now, is everybody comfortable with everyone writing music right now? Because, you know, sometimes there is a more dominant person within these groups that we speak with that is doing one thing or the other, but it sounds like you guys are all kind of bringing something to the table right now, which is really interesting, and I kind of wanted to ask you about that.
Absolutely. For this last record, I mean, you know, Dustin, who is an amazing songwriter, definitely wrote a majority of the songs on this record, and Graham, the bass player, he also wrote a couple of tracks on this record as well. But collectively, I mean, as far as like the newer stuff, we're writing them, you know, all together. Like, you know, Dustin will come in with a certain kind of idea. We'll get, you know, in the rehearsal space and kind of tool around with it. You know, maybe Graham or Justin will add lyrics to it. But collectively, yeah, we kind of get together and put our heads together and see what we can kind of come up with. And it's actually a pretty awesome process. You know, you just don't kind of walk mm-hmm. into the studio and, you know, your lead singer has the song. You know, this is how the parts are. There's no, you know,
right.
no discussion about it.
It's totally, so. It's really working for you guys. I mean, I think that one thing that I really noticed when I was listening to your music is you guys have this real art of storytelling that is really obvious with what you guys are trying to, you know, kind of convey with your music. Does this change the way that you guys approach writing your songs because there is so much storytelling? Like, do you guys sit down and brainstorm like a story that you want to tell and try to figure out music that goes with it? Is it the other way around? Like, what's your creative process?
I think collectively we all kind of have the same sort of interests as far as the kind of music that we really like. You know, we grew up on bands that were storytellers, so we kind of aim for that sort of thing and just really go from there. You know, we kind of I got really lucky being in a band with three guys who could write amazing songs. Mm-hmm. And even if I wasn't in this band, I would still be a fan of their work because I respect their songwriting ability so much because I think they really convey their message, and it really works.
Have you guys been criticized by somewhat of your straightforward nature when there's a focus on lyrics and the story being told and, like, you know, and not being, like, just so over complex with your production and your music?
To my knowledge, we haven't been criticized. We've been actually applauded for it.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a little break so that Turtle can play my ass like a conga drum.
Awesome.
And actually, we're gonna actually play a little fling music for you because that's what we do. We like to tease you and kind of bring you into our world. And let's take a little listen into what people are talking about right now out of Long Beach. We're gonna start things off right now with the song "Strangers." And then when we come back, we're going to be talking more with drummer Justin Ivey from The Fling. That's right here on the Enter the Shell Show.
Young to die and free at last. The unknown future cursed the past. Reclaimed souls are born and sold. Just like used cars and foolish gold. I'm up here with nothing left to see. So I wait for death to come bury me. I'm up here.
And we're back, and we're talking with the drummer from The Fling, Justin Ivey. And I just want to know, like, why is it that Long Beach is somewhat of a untapped, like, resource of music? You know what I mean? And yeah. it's just so crazy that, like, you guys stay within the confines of Long Beach, and we have to, like, hunt for you. Like, you guys barely, like, move out.
Yeah, it's... It's crazy. Like, Long Beach is a great musical community, and I mean, all the bands there are pretty close-knit and, you know, looking out for one another. I mean, and there's definitely some scenes where, like, you know, you feel like you're being competitive with your neighbor, and in Long Beach it's the complete opposite. You know, everyone's there for each other, supporting one another, and, you know, generates a really cool music community, and it's something that I'm very proud to be a part of, for sure.
Take me inside this closely knit music group, because is there like some sort of, like, you know, dawn ceremony that they're like, okay, now you're in here's a jack
guys,
that,
like,
you have to, like,
do you guys have to be like branded? Do you guys have, like, do you have to, like, put your blood into, like, a little, like, do you, like, on a guitar pick and, like, eat it or something?
There's no crazy hazing. But I mean, if you've got a king's thirst for whiskey, you're pretty much in the club.
That's fantastic. So, Turtle and I could totally be in the club.
As far as, like, the bands are concerned, we, you know, we hang out and have fun, play golf as much as possible.
What?
And,
okay, hold on really quick. Hold on. I have to say something. This is so weird.
Don't ever let her win.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm going to win this conversation right now. Okay.
Mistake one, Justin.
The fact that their music is what it is, and to hear him talking about his love for baseball and
golf,
like, you guys are phenomenal. Like, this is blowing my mind right now. Okay, so since we're kind of talking about some of the things that you guys like, kind of heard through the rumor mill that there might be a little obsession/band interest in $5 footlongs.
Oh God, that's a tour necessity. That's pretty much all you can think about when you're driving, because it's super fast. It fills you up all day, and $5.
Oh my gosh, and you know what? You guys should totally, while you're on the road, like, come up with, like, a $5 footlong remix and be, like, on their next commercial.
Exactly.
ever since Happy Gilmore, I've been trying to get myself a Subway endorsement, so hopefully if we keep plugging it, it'll happen.
What do you have?
They come in handy.
They do. Like, Happy Gilmore, dude. If Happy Gilmore can get one, you can too.
Yeah, exactly. I eat 5 every day to help keep me strong.
Yeah. Totally. What's your sandwich that you go for?
I'm a veggie man myself.
Oh, yeah, veggie's good.
I do the veggie.
Okay. What kind of bread?
Wheat, of course.
Duh.
Wheat.
Wheat. Okay, so, you know, it's always kind of fun. I mean, obviously, clearly, we like to talk about music, and that's what this is all about.
And food,
clearly, like, if there's one thing aside from music that Turtle and I can come to terms with together, it's definitely food. But we also like to kind of flip things around and talk to artists about, you know, just normal people, because let's be real, we're all normal people in the world.
When's the last time you took a shit? No, I'm just kidding.
Anyways, and coming up after the break.
On a commercial.
Yeah, you better call your girlfriend. Let's kind of shift gears really quick. Coming from just more of a personal level, let's talk about, I know, as cliche as it is, it's always interesting to talk to different artists with different backgrounds about, you know, people that have impacted their lives and whatnot. Let's talk about, what's the best piece of advice in this musical journey that somebody has given you? And, you know, did you take notice, you know, I mean, how did that kind of play into your role?
Well, my dad's a musician, and he's been playing bass professionally since he graduated high school. I just kind of grew up, you know, looking up to him and seeing what he does. And what he did was, if there's someone that wants to play with him, he'll go play with them and do whatever it takes. Like, I've played in different bands and done, like, studio session work, and just because if I figure that if I can get my hands on whatever kind of musical endeavor that's out there, I'm going to try, because it's just going to lead me to what I want to do.
Right.
And listen to as much music as possible, even if you think that, you know, your friends aren't into it. You know, go buy a jazz record and, you know, study that sort of thing, and you're going to become a better person because of it.
You know, I think that says something too, because I think too, like, especially, like, with us being, like, based out of LA and everything that is Tinseltown, like, you know, it's not hard to find different musical groups and musicians that are above certain things. And I think that if you can keep things humble and you are open to things, like, I think that that says something about even the type of people that you attract in terms of your following, you know?
Absolutely. I remember being a kid and growing up and listening to stuff that was, you know, other than grunge or whatever. And, you know, my friends were like, oh, so that was kind of weird. But it's funny now because then you look at their record collections these days and, like, they have all of the old records that you listened to when you were 12 years old, you know. So it's just, it's kind of funny how you, if you just keep yourself open and it just makes you a better musician and someone that kind of knows more about music, I guess, and it's, you know, it helps when you're songwriting or doing anything like that. You just appreciate it more.
You know what? One of the songs that kind of, I think, embodies that is Friend of Mine. I really just dig that song.
And, me too.
And this is what we're going to do. Yeah. We're going to just do a little appetize with that song. We're going to play that, and we're going to have a more with Justin, your new favorite buddy, Kai.
He's my new fling. he's my new fling.
Yeah.
We're BFF.
Yeah.
We'll have more after this right here on the End of the Show Show.
Right, that was, I would say, probably me and Turtle's favorite song.
Actually, mine's is Wandering Foot.
I'm totally,
was your favorite.
I'm totally on the fence. I'm on the fence. Hey, listen, I need you to go along with what I'm saying right now.
No!
So that was the Fling song, A Friend of Mine. And we've got Justin Ivey, the drummer from the Fling, on the phone with us. And we're chit-chatting just...
It's about
everything. Yeah,
$5
exactly.
Foot long.
There is no taboo.
How big is your penis?
And coming up after the break. Okay, we are totally out of control. Our producers are like, don't give them wine before the show ever again.
That's what happens when you say you have full carte blanche. I'm like,
I know, right?
I'll take it.
Okay, so kind of shifting back to the music side of things, I would have to say that one of the things that kind of stood out to me listening to your guys' music is that there is this very, like, not even that it's underlying, it's very obvious that you guys are very passionate about your storytelling and what you're doing. And so for me, since I haven't seen you live, I thought it'd be kind of interesting to ask you. So if I were to come to, like, one of your shows, what can I expect? Like, what do you guys do to make your shows fun for your audience? Or, like, are your shows really emotionally charged? Like, what can somebody that maybe, you know,
that
wants to come see you, yeah, what would they
expect?
Yeah.
They would probably expect to use earplugs. For sure. No.
You guys are that loud? Wow.
Well, we play, like, a lot of passion. I mean, because we believe in what we've done, what we've written. And I think when you see us live, it comes out that way. I mean, we love the music that we've made, and we play like it's going to be our last show. And we give it everything that we've got. And it's definitely not boring. We're not going to be, you know, just up on stage standing around like we got, you know, better things to do. Every show is different because there's just so much energy involved, and I think it makes for a really fun show. I mean, I love playing with these guys, and I think that you know, it gets better every time.
Awesome. Well, I think that is probably music to a lot of music fans' ears. And so, you know, clearly, as you guys are gearing up for your tour, people need to check out EnterTheShell.com. We're going to have the links to all the Fling stuff for you so that you can follow these guys. And if they're coming to a city near you, sounds like you might want to go check them out. I'm just saying.
No, it sounds like wherever they're playing, you better be at.
Like, seriously, if you want to be somebody, you need to be there. So, speaking of tour talk, we were kind of, now you guys are getting ready to go on tour. Let's just kind of hit on some spots that you're going to be real quick. Let's talk about that.
Cool.
Where can we find you? Tell us.
You're going to find us across the country. We start off, we play a couple of shows. We start off in Denver, a couple of warm-up shows with our buddies in this band called The New, who are amazing. You got to check those guys out. Mm-hmm. And then we meet up with Delta Spirit and Dark of My Love in Lawrence, Kansas. We go to the East Coast, to the South a little bit, come back to California. We play in San Francisco, L.A. at the Music Box.
Nice.
And then we do Santa Barbara, and we end the tour in San Diego.
Exciting. Well, we're going to have to see if we can make it to the Music Box and check these guys out.
Now, most importantly, in January, you guys have a residency at Spaceland here in L.A., right? Or right by L.A., right?
Yeah. We have a residency at Spaceland in January that we're really excited about. It's one of our favorite venues to play, and that's actually where we did our album release as well.
Nice.
And, that place is awesome, and we should pretty privileged to do a residency there, so we're very excited for it.
We were excited when we saw that, because that's one of our favorite places too. Okay, so speaking of tour talk, be honest with this, because you're not going to get brownie points if you're not honest.
Briefs or jockeys.
Yeah. coming up after the break. okay, so do you prefer gearing up for your tours or coming home? I mean, because tours are a lot of work. And I know that, like, it's one of those things where it's like going to a new place and it's exciting. But, like, I mean, what's your mindset when you're on these tours?
Collectively, we're ecstatic. We're completely thrilled to go, you know, to different cities and even cities that we've been there before, because it seems like when we go to places that we've been, you know, we see some of the familiar faces that we saw last time, and the crowd gets a little bit bigger, you know, each time you go there. And it's really exciting because you get to meet new people and get to, you know, experience different kind of places and cultures that, you know, you don't really get to experience in Southern California. So it's an exciting thing for us, for sure.
And you can always check out The Fling at The Fling .us or on Twitter, twitter.com/fling the fling band. And then of course, check them out on facebook.com/the fling band.
And if you didn't understand anything that Turtle just said, just go to enterthechell.com. we're gonna have the links right there on our website to get you to the guys just the way you like it. So
I hear that you guys are a proud subscriber to the philosophy, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Exactly.
Do you guys embrace change, or?
So what the hell does that mean?
Well, like, I think if things are working the way that we think that they're, you know, working, then why bother trying to find, you know, a new remedy or, you know, a different approach? If things are running smooth, keep them going.
Can you give us a preview of your next album?
It's going to be a metalocalypse of sorts, just nothing but double kick drum and heavy riffs.
It's going to be emphasizing on the drummer this album and
and how sexy.
It's
going to
be like a cover polka record.
They don't make those anymore. Like I've been saying, there's a need for those kind of records. But tell us,
we're bringing it back.
But tell us, are you going to subscribe to that philosophy as well? Or are you going to do something new in this next album?
I mean, some of the songs that we've just recently written, definitely there's the same kind of basic foundation. But I think that maybe since we've gotten tighter and closer as a band and more comfortable with one another, that, you know, the stuff that we're writing now is definitely different than what we've previously released, but it also has the same kind of element, you know, the same kind of sound, I guess, that you can expect from us.
Is the future so bright for you guys that you have to wear shades? I need to know.
I'm wearing shades right now, and it's 7:30 at night, and it's total darkness. No, I mean, we're humble guys, and we're just, we're really lucky, and, you know, cause we get to play music and get to travel and hang out with friends. And
you're rock stars. It's cool.
No. We're super lucky and very proud of what we pull off, so.
Cool. The album is When the Madhouse Appears. It's out now. We're going to have a link to iTunes, Bandcamp, and, of course, Amazon to get that amazing album. I heard it. It's amazing.
We've heard it, and we're not gonna talk about it without giving you a little something to chew on, a little something to make you want to get up off your ass, go to Best Buy, or, you know, if you're lazy, you want to download it, figure it out.
Yeah, then do it.
So we've been giving you little appetizers all throughout the show of these beautiful songs from the Flings album, When the Madhouses Appear. This song right now that we're gonna leave you with here is going to be out of my head, and that is from the Fling, Justin Ivy, drummer from the Fling. Thank you so much
for being on the show. And thank you so much for your candidness and being real.
We appreciate that, and hopefully your girlfriend will enjoy this as much as we did. Yeah.
I hope she isn't moved out by the time I get home.
Tell her to call us. We'll make it right. right now we are going to listen to the Fling's Out of My Head. We've got celebrity news and so much more coming up on the Enter the Shell show.
The Fling with Out of My Head. I really like
these guys.
Yeah, I really like them. Justin,
I like a lot of the artists that we have on the show, but then there's that I'm like, I want to talk about it. Yeah.
Well, let's keep on talking some more when we head into Kai's Celebrity Corner.
Ooh, that's just so good because there's so much to talk about because, you know, celebrity gossip is everywhere. We're here in Tinseltown and, yeah, you know, here's a look at what's happening in Hollywood this week. Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Okay. Well,
sorry, but I'm like totally straight.
Okay, that's totally fine. But Bristol Palin.
Okay.
That's Sarah Palin's daughter.
Okay.
She's on the show. And, you know, she's actually surprisingly pretty cute. Not that good of a dancer. But, like, she keeps making it to the bottom of the elimination shows, like, to where you think she's going to get cut.
She's a suspense
and
person.
She's not. But do you think that they're keeping her on the show because of all the election stuff? Just for ratings and stuff?
I don't think so. Do you know if Audrina Patridge was? I know she was on that show.
Yeah.
Only because I'm, like, a Hills fanatic.
Okay, but you just were like, no, I don't listen to, I don't watch any of the stars because I'm
no,
straight.
But
I'm totally a Hills fanatic. Yeah, like, there's something very wrong with that.
But I know she, and she's smoking hot. And I just wanted to point that out real quick that she was totally smoking hot. But
that has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
But Bristol Palin, like, who fucking cares?
Have you seen her?
No, I wouldn't want to, you know.
Do you think Sarah Palin's hot?
In a library environment that, like, where I could totally do her. Yeah, totally.
Okay, well, listen to this. Kind of, I don't know, like, I'm not even trying to be on this, like, you know, it's all this election stuff, and then, you know, I'm looking around, and TMZ, they were talking about how, okay, Bristol Palin's baby's daddy, he has been talking crap about Sarah Palin, saying that she's not, he does not believe that she is qualified to be the next president.
Well, she's not. But I mean, but then again, who is qualified? I mean, if they were going to put you and say, hey, you're the president, you know, do you think you're qualified?
I mean, do you think it's cool that he's just honest and he's like, yeah, whatever.
Of course, he's
baby's grandma.
Yeah. Just because he's your baby's grandma doesn't mean you have to like her or necessarily agree with her.
get it.
You know, it's just like family. Like, a lot of family doesn't get along with each other. Just because you're family doesn't mean you have to get along. And I think he's the prime example of that. He right now is just retaining that spotlight. He himself is in a race, I believe, as well. I'm not sure. I really don't follow it. But I know that, like, he was on The View talking. And those ladies, like, just went at him like a pack of, like, hyenas. It was outrageous.
Okay. I can dig it. Well, we're talking about celebrity news. I thought this was kind of interesting, and I guess it's kind of celebrity music news, but I mean, we can do whatever we want. Because
it's our show.
but we've talked a lot about the Kings of Leon on the show, and, you know, with kind of the different stances that they've taken with, like, the U.S. pop charts and the U.K. charts and yada yada. Okay, they are back on top right now. They've got their new record, and it's number one in the UK, and they're planning this big, like, 2011 tour and yada, yada, yada. Surprise or no surprise?
No, no. They've always had this passion for the UK. The UK has always really embraced them. It wasn't until, you know, fairly recently, and by fairly recently meaning like a year or two, that Kings of Leon kind of hit it on the scene here in America. It was like First by the Night, I believe it was the album that, like, kind of got them, you know, on mm-hmm. our eyes.
Right.
Actually, Richard did a review of this album that we're talking about, their new one.
Plug it in, enterthecell.com.
Yeah. I'll put it on the show. Okay. So, and a lot of people are really interested in the Kings of Leon. Me, myself, I was never a big Kings of Leon fan.
You know, I think I was, but then it was, like, really overplayed. And as much as they criticize, like, what we play on the radio here in the U.S., their song was played a lot.
But that was a good song.
It was a good song.
The two songs that they had, what, Sex on Fire.
And that was very, like, emotionally charged and, like, a very, like, moving song. And, I mean, I like that song.
Yeah, that song was a very dancey, upbeat, hey, this sex, catchy as hell.
Yeah, let's keep that to them to sing, though.
I wanted Sex to be on fire. Like, when I was at it, I'm like, you know what? Like,
your crotch is usually on fire after you have sex.
Well, that's because I pay the girls and I go and bareback. So that's my
Planned Parenthood. Turtle's on his way. oh my gosh. So yeah, Kings of Leon, best of luck to them, all you Kings of Leon fans out there. If you like Kings of Leon, let us know what you think about this new album that just dropped, and maybe if you're planning on following them on this 2011 tour. Switching gears to Miley Cyrus. Okay. Have you heard the drama right now? There have been rumors flying around that Bret Michaels had an affair with Miley Cyrus.
No. I don't believe it simply for the fact that I think Miley Cyrus has better taste than Bret Michaels.
You don't think she wanted to pull on his bandana a little bit?
No, because have you seen his hair? His hair is
he's a hot mess.
His hair is the most fakest thing on earth. And, like, I you know, like, from a TV perspective, if you see him on TV, I can understand why girls would find him attractive.
You know, I don't, not even remotely. Like, I think he's a nice guy. I've seen his interviews. I liked him on The Celebrity Apprentice, whatever. But, you know, I don't know. The rep for Bret Michaels says that, you know, they're denying these claims that he had an affair.
Of course. And you know what? Bret Michaels...
Oh, did I say Miley Cyrus? I meant Miley Cyrus's mom.
See, that changes
Miley
everything.
Miley Cyrus's mom, Tish. I got ahead of myself with that. So it's his mom. Like, there's pictures of him.
Okay. I could see that. I could totally see that. Yeah, because I'm like, Miley Cyrus would not date, like, a 45-year-old man. Like, it's one thing when, like, Natalie Portman dates Sean Penn. You know what I mean?
And, I mean, even Ashton Kutcher is cheating on Demi Moore. So
No. Not necessarily cheating. They're sharing. She has to pick. You know what I mean? So, it's...
So, okay. So, I guess the rep for Tish Cyrus denied reports to Access Hollywood, saying that not true. There was no affair.
Oh, so real quick, let us recap what we just said. Not Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus's mom. There have been rumors flying that Miley Cyrus's mom, Tish Cyrus, actually had an affair with Bret Michaels, but they're saying it's not true.
Of course.
They have this professional, quote-unquote, relationship. But, I mean, you know, here, look at it. Let me show you this picture.
Let me look at a picture of this girl. Let me see if I would hit it.
Like, okay. Let me see.
She's like, okay, let me...
You see?
She's kind of cute.
I mean, they kind of look like they make a cute couple. I don't know. You guys should log on. Maybe we can put the picture on Enter the Shell. But, you know, Google, Tish Cyrus and Bret Michaels. They look like a cute little rocker country couple.
They do.
But here's the kicker. All of this stuff comes just a week after Billy Ray and Tish filed for divorce, and so that's what the big thing is that Billy Ray Cyrus is out on the market, Tish is out on the market. I mean,
they don't have achy breaky hearts. I just did that.
Yeah,
I just went there.
Just did. And let's make sure that doesn't happen again. With that said, this celebrity corner is closed. Listen, we've got Artist of the Week. Our amazing award-winning blogger, Milo, is always giving us a little look inside of who he thinks is the artist that should get the little high five for the week. Let me give you a couple clues as what you can expect in this week's blog on enterthershell.com. It's going to be coming out on Friday. This week's Artist of the Week has recently been in the news. So if you're following the news, which Turtle never does.
Never.
So let me give you a couple clues. This controversial singer is from the UK. This person burst on the scene around, I would say, 2005 with her solo debut album. She's an actress, philanthropist. She's been a talk show host and a designer. And in 2010, she decided that she was going to just retire from the music industry. She's this Brit babe. She's kind of a diva. Milo's going to be writing about her. He thinks that she gets a thumbs up. You guys let us know what you think. See what this little Brit babe is up to. Check out the blog section this Friday and see why it's not fair what recently happened to her.
And while you're on the blog section, you might as well read some of Sarah's stuff. She's actually now, and I can attest for this. Just a few days ago, Matt and Kim's new album, Sidewalk, has dropped. And dude, I remember the night that it was going to be released, or in that morning, talking with Sarah and her saying, I'm going to go early in the morning and I'm going to buy that album. So this is a very anticipated album.
Yeah, definitely.
From Matt and Kim. And also, check out her covers review. Oh, my God. She's going to be doing Skid Row.
I was excited when I saw this.
By Little Shop of Horrors, covered by Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, I like that.
And while you're at it, you know what? Richard, he wanted to throw some diversity into the lineup.
As he always does.
He's going to be doing Taylor Swift's Speak Now. He's going to be reviewing that album.
I'm actually kind of excited to see what he has to say about that. So, what I'm even more excited to talk about right now is our amazing Enter the Shell fans.
Yay!
And we just love them, and we love you guys so much. And we're always trying to make sure that we're giving you props for coming by, checking us out, keeping up with us, be it Facebook, EnterTheShell.com, your emails, even your mail submissions. Everything that we're getting, you guys are wonderful. So let me see here. We've got...
And by the way, you are keeping the post office in business, because we are receiving so many CDs and just mail.
And it's beautiful, because music really does move us. We're trying to just really share this music movement with you, and it's just been great. People have been sending their stuff, and just know how much that means to us. There's only so much time on the shows, and we're trying to really get these artists here. But thank you for sharing your music with us.
Yes.
And sending your stuff, not only your music, your stories too. I've just been getting some really wonderful, inspiring emails from Enter the Shell fans, and it really is as quirky and corny and horny as Turtle and I are. It really does mean a lot to us. With that said, shout outs for
look
this week.
Look at you crying. Look at you teardrop.
Oh, gosh. Shout
like
outs
a little
this week.
Bitch. No, just kidding.
I know. I apologize if I'm saying your names wrong, but a lot of you I've seen on Facebook, and I recognize your faces and your names, and this is exciting. So shout outs to Kelly Delanty. Do you think I'm saying that right? Kelly Delanty, right?
Yeah, Delanty.
Kelly Delanty, you're fabulous. I love you. Don Staley, fabulous. The beautiful Katie Costello.
Oh, yeah.
Hitting us up like crazy. Love it, love it, love it. Adam Bailey.
Yeah, we got Stacey Hoover. Darling, that's right, Darlene Hogstad. But I like to call her Darling. I've known Darlene for a very long time.
She's a darling.
And dude, she reads our blogs, and she's like, dude, she's a dear. When you least expect it, that's when I go on and I listen, or I'll read your blog.
Love it.
Much love goes out to her. And Stel Vaez. Thank you so much, Del Valles. And real quick, we played a song, and that was by the Five Stair Steps. Do we still have that song like on cue?
Yeah, real quick. You want me to play yeah, can you play more? That?
Because I don't know if people like understand how amazing this song is.
This song, like, if you're having a bad day,
just play. Really,
Just really nothing. There's no man nor woman, no alcohol or substance that can make you feel as good as this song.
And you know, like, well, this is the best part.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier.
And this song always reminds me, and I don't know about you, about Boys in the Hood. Like, they're playing this song, and he's telling, it's Lawrence Fishburne, and he's telling a young Cuba Gooding Jr., like, hey, man, like,
things are going to get easier, man.
No, things are getting horrible. Dude, Ice Cube is, like, getting thrown in jail.
Yeah, people are getting shot at.
Yeah. So this song always reminds me of that. They're, like, driving around. They're fishing in a rabbit VW.
Volkswagen Rabbit, yeah. So I guess our challenge to you this week is to share this song with somebody who might need this song in their life.
Exactly. Things are getting better, so don't worry.
Yeah, the economy, we've got elections. I mean, and you've got to enter the shell in your life. I mean, things are pretty damn good.
Things are pretty damn fucking great, if I would say so. And things are just about to get better. You know why? You're supposed to be like,
oh,
why? Oh, because it's Demoralizer 3000 time! $5 footlong gypsy, wig, Halloween, Congo drums, Justin Ivy, Long Beach, The Fling, Bristol Palin, Bareback, and Miley Cyrus. That means it's done. Kai, if you will open the envelope and tell us the moral of today's show.
All right. The moral of today's show here on the Enter the Shell show, according to the Demoralizer 3000, is, I quote, what's the best thing about Halloween?
Let me think. The candy.
Nope. There are pumpkins to puke in everywhere.
There it is.
There it is, folks. So if you see a pumpkin,
puke in it.
Or double check that there's no puke in it already. Hey, listen, big shout outs and thank
you. Double check there's no puke. Like,
you gotta look before you're puking. You want to puke on someone else's puke, you know? Or if you're like, oh, I'm gonna put this pumpkin, this cute pumpkin that was on the porch back in the kitchen, make sure there's no puke in it, because some asshole like you probably walked down the neighborhood and puked in it. Okay,
be very cautious when checking those pumpkins.
Call the health department. No, but huge thanks to The Fling, Justin Ivy, the drummer for The Fling, for stopping in via telephono to talk with us here on the Enter the Shell show. Check them out.
Yeah, that's thefling.us is their account, where you can get into their Twitter, their MySpace, the Twitter.com, The Fling Band,
Facebook.
And Facebook.com, The Fling Band. Really check them out. Seriously, like, I know we just gave you, like, these small little appetizers.
But freaking fantastic.
Yeah, and I believe on Bandcamp you can get their album for $8.99. I think all the rest are about $10.
Yeah,
but for like a few dollars less,
$8.99. That's like two lattes, people. I mean, put your coffee away and get some good music.
And just like last time, this is another album that I stake my reputation on and say, you know what, this is a really good album. If you spend
not
the
that
money,
he has much of a reputation.
I don't have any of a reputation. I'm just like totally.
You
bullshit.
Said it like you did though. That was impressive. I'm like, wow, Trudeau's confidence.
And then here comes Kai. Oh, let me deflate that balloon.
Yeah, come here, you. No, but the Fling.
Get that album, Dan.
They're fabulous. Make it a part of your repertoire. And, you know, give us some love. EnterTheShell.com. Check us out on Facebook. We love you. And we're excited about everything that's happening.
Yeah, we are going to leave you with the song that we started off with. And you know what, Kai? I finally got a say in this. We're gonna leave you with my favorite song.
All right.
And that's The Wandering Foot, which you can get on When the Mad Houses Appear. Look for it on iTunes, Amazon, Bandcamp. It's everywhere. Kai, dude, next week we are going to be, you know, out
doing
of the studio.
Something amazing.
We're going to be doing a very private
on location
at NoHo 2. I can't really talk about it, but it's going to be pretty fucking badass.
It's going to be like an exclusive, sexy, private concert.
Shh,
That's all we're going to tell you about. That's all we're going to say. That's it.
Yeah, but it was great seeing you. And you know what, dude?
It's always great seeing you.
You know what? Comment on the show or just comment on Facebook or somewhere.
Give us some love.
Give us some love. Send us some mail and we'll read it. We're enjoying this. I'm enjoying this.
Yes, you are, my friend.
So until next time, we're out of here.
Later.
Walking on.